Joy is a very special adventure in life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Joy is a very special adventure in life. How do you enter into the adventure of joy? I know how I enter into it. I enter into it with a happy heart. I enter into it with an open receptivity that everything that's coming my way is super, super, super califragilistic, expialidocious. And I love life. Every moment of my life, I leap into happiness. I leap into joy. I leap into excitement. I gave a seminar in Mauer in Zurich a week or so ago. And as I was giving the seminar, I was teaching them how to let go and how to be happy and how to be joyful. And as I did so, I started saying, you can sing anything you want to sing. You can sing however you want to sing. Sing it in falsetto. Sing it in normal. Sing it however you like. And be as crazy as you want. And just let your heart soar with joy and happiness and peace. And everybody listened and they said, wow, isn't that a crazy guy? Isn't that a wonderful way to go? Isn't that a happy, joyful experience? And yes, it is a happy, joyful experience, but it's what I have created for myself. Now, Stefan Strefley was teaching us about laughter, and he says, you don't have to laugh when you're laughing. You don't have to think about laughing or even know that you're in a laughing mood. You just ha 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 ha, you just laugh and you start laughing, and after two or three of these ha ha ha's, you are so giggly, you are so laughing, you are so happy, you're in that state of consciousness of laughing. Yes, it is wonderful. Now, joy is the same way. We can be in the state of consciousness of joy by just doing it. Just entering into that joyful attitude of our mind and heart and looking at life and saying, what a lovely world I live in. What a lovely time this is. What a beautiful body I have. What beautiful friends I've created about me. What a beautiful world. What a joyful, joyful, joyful world I have. And as we say that, we begin to recognize truly we do have a joyful world. We have a world that's filled with all sorts of magic, all sorts of wonderment, all sorts of goodness. I look out the window right now. The time is 6:30 in the morning, and I'm seeing the sky lighten up little by little with all sorts of sunbeams shooting out across the top of the sky, striking the clouds, making them all brilliant and beautiful. And I look at the other side. I look at the west, and I see there, too, an illumination taking place over the top of the mountains. It's just sort of rimming the mountains, making them so glorious. What a joyful thought. What a joyful experience. And then I look out the window here, and I see the trees and the bushes in the yard. And I say, yes, yes, yes. They're all natural. They grow with a normal amount of water that the atmosphere gives them here. And they're just as happy and joyful and beautiful as can be. And I look at them and I say, do they need to be dusted? No, they don't. Nature takes care of that. Nature has a joy in taking care of its own. And we have a joy in taking care of our own. And what is our own? Our own is our thought. Our own is our thought that we like ourselves, that we enjoy ourselves, that we delight in ourselves, that we are happy, happy, happy people. Are you a happy, happy, happy person? I am a happy, happy person. I am a joyful person because I live in that consciousness, in that awareness, in that sensitivity of joy. I just let myself go. I think my thought, and I recognize that my thought is not something new, because there are no new thoughts in this world. Every thought has existed forever. There's no beginning, no end. Every thought always is, was, and will be. And whatever thought I think is new to me, perhaps, but it's not new to the allness. It has always been there. And I can think the most outlandish thoughts. I can let my heart joyfully spring out with all sorts of crazy, wonderful, silly things. And it's always been there. Others have had the same thing, and I was not in their presence to know that. But The thought has been thought by billions and zillions and jillions of beings of consciousnesses all over the universe, and there's nothing new. And so, but every thought, I think, is real. Now, as crazy as some thoughts may be, that does not make them less real. As crazy as I might think people who exist on other planets and other universes may be, in what sort of strange concoction of formatting I put them, with heads, minds, eyes, ears, nose, and things that I know about here. And then I think, well, wait, they don't need that. Maybe they're just consciousness. Maybe they're just thoughts floating around, enjoying themselves, having joy. Yeah, enjoying having joy. Nice combination of words there, isn't it? So, yeah, why not? Why not? I look at my dog, and he gives me those moon eyes, and he says, "Dad, I love you." And I'm creating him saying that. I'm creating him liking me. I just love him to pieces. I joy in his presence. I joy in everything he does and his silly little ways, which are just like mine. And when he stays outside the gate instead of coming in, he's not running away. He's just saying, "I'm ready to take more of a walk. Whenever you're ready to take more of a walk, you come on out here." And I say, "Come on in now." And he says, "I'll just wait here and see if you're going to take a walk now." And so I go in the house, and I go about my business joyfully, not concerned at all about what Rex is doing outside the gate. And then, before you know it, there's Rex in the house, standing next to me, looking up at me and saying, "Hey, I was waiting for you out there. Why didn't you come out?" And I joyfully pat him on the head and I say, "You're a super dog." And he lets me walk to the gate and close it without trying to run out, because he knows that we live a life of joy, a life of happiness, a life of harmony, a life of goodness, and a life that never ends with a smile. It always is beginning with that smile. And that smile never ends. It goes on and on and on. For that is the essence of joy. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.